Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 112 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. Still in the car, only this time I'm on the way back from the dentist. And just in case you're wondering how it turned out, this dentist visit is leading to another dentist visit. So you can imagine how great that is. So it's the time of year, at least here in Indiana where I am, where the weather is starting to get colder. It's the time of year where we start to have delays and cancellations. Now, if you live someplace where it's warmer and this isn't an issue, then that's kind of a wonderful thing for you. But this time of year, it also get some of us with the cancellations thinking about something that a lot of us think about, and that is the lack of internet access to students at home. Now, here's why we start thinking about this around here. There is this trend that has started called e-learning days, and I know Indiana is starting to go kind of all in on them. And the idea behind e-learning days is that if students have devices and, you know, meet certain criteria that the state sets out, they're able to cancel school for the day, but have students work on activities from home so that we don't have to make the day up. So this is the time of year where we're thinking about this a lot. And even if you don't do e-learning days, this is a question that a lot of people have. And that is, what if we have devices and students don't have reliable internet at home? So there is one solution to this that could potentially be really helpful, and that is to enable offline access. Now, this is something that I know, especially within the Google sphere, being able to use Chromebooks while offline, there's actually a lot that you can do with Chromebooks whenever they're offline. So I wrote a post recently on the Ditch That Textbook blog, and it's called How to Use Chromebooks Offline for E-Learning Day Activities and Homework. Now, I mentioned homework reluctantly because I'm not a huge fan of homework. There is this book I wrote called Ditch That Homework. We won't get into that in this issue or in this episode. But if this is something that you're interested in doing, here's basically what you would need to do. Your students would need to go and enable offline access, which they can do by opening up the Docs, Sheets, or Slides homepage, and then going to the Settings button and then enabling offline. You could do this in any one of those, and you only have to do it once, and it enables it for all of your Google apps that can be used offline, which would be Docs, Slides, Sheets, and Drawings, as far as I know. So once those are enabled for offline use, then that makes some of your most recent files in your drive available offline. Now, what you can do also is you can go into your Google Drive and you can go into the settings for one file and you can mark it as offline or available offline. And then that means that you'll be able to access it offline. This is one way to make it so that students' Chromebooks, whenever they're used away from an internet connection, be it on the bus on the way home or if they get home and they don't have the internet connection, this is one way to really make them more useful. You can also use the Google Chrome extension. And so if you install that, that makes it even easier to access things offline. And so once they're offline, what can they do? Well, there's a lot. Of course, you can pull up a template that students can pull up a template that the teachers have provided them that was created in Docs or Slides or Sheets or Drawings. Then there's also a handful of Chrome extensions that will work offline. A couple of them in particular, I know Screencastify is one that I really like, where you can make screen recordings and webcam recordings, and then it'll just upload those whenever you get back online. The Awesome Screenshot Chrome extension will work. Kami, which lets you annotate PDFs. All of these have some version of offline access. And so if students have those files, now remember, they've got to get them onto their device when they have an internet connection first. But once they do that, if you save some of those for a rainy day, or in our case, a snowy day, then students will just be able to go and pull all of those up. So if your students use Chromebooks or a laptop with the Google Chrome browser, these are some ways that you can make them more accessible and more usable when students don't have an active internet connection. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.